Why old Mr. Buzzard doesn't have a nest.
You know, Mr. Buzzard, said Peter Rabbit, you haven't any nest, and I thought there might be some reason, and so I came to you to find out.
I'm not saying that this is the true reason why my family doesn't build nests, said old Mr. Buzzard with a twinkle in his eyes. But it is a story that has done been handed down to we uns from way back at the beginning of things when the world was young. It was in the days when Granny and Granddaddy Buzzard, the first of my family, lived, and everybody was learning or trying to learn how to live. You see, in those days, nobody knew just what was best to do. Everybody was trying to work out for himself what was best and learning something every day. Of course, everybody made mistakes, lots of them. Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard, just like the rest. And it was because of one of these mistakes that they didn't have a nest like the rest of the birds. You see, when the first nesting season came around and old Mother Nature passed the word along for all the birds to prepare places for their eggs and young, there were most as many ideas as there were kinds of birds. Each pair had their own idea of what a nest should be made of and where it should be put, and for a while there was a right smart lot of confusion. I tell you what, say Granddaddy Buzzard to Granny Buzzard, we uns don't know how to build a nest. Everybody else has got a different idea, and I reckons we uns haven't any idea at all. I don't see any sense in getting all heated up and tired out trying to do something when we uns don't know what it is we want. So I reckons we uns will just sit tight and watch our neighbors. When they done got their nests built, we uns will just go around and see which one we like best and which is easiest to build, and then we'll build one like it. This suited old Granny Buzzard, and she wasn't a mite slow in saying so. Well, Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard just sat around and watched the other birds and said nothing and looked wise. I reckons there was a terrible time building those first nests, and when they were all done, I reckons none of them was much as nests go now. There was a right smart lot of fussing and worrying and quarreling, but Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard kept out of it. And when anyone asked them where they were building their nests and what they were making it of, they simply looked wise as before and said nothing. Of course, everybody tried to make a powerful secret of where their nests were, but sitting around just watching, Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard found out where most of them were. They waited until the last of their neighbors had finished their nests, and then they just went around looking at each to see how it was made and what it was made of. They found all kinds of nests, some made of sticks, and some made of straw, and some made of mud, and some made of moss. Seemed like nary one of them just suited Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard. Anyway, they kept hoping that they would see one that would suit better, and so they kept a-lookin' and a-lookin' and a-lookin'. Granny Buzzard wanted her nest made out of something soft and comfortable, and Granddaddy Buzzard wanted it made of something it wouldn't be much work to find and less work to put together. So they couldn't make up their minds, and time went drifting along and drifting along, and first thing they knew, every last one of the other birds had a nest and eggs, and here was Granddaddy and Granny Buzzard without even a place picked to build a nest. When Granddaddy Buzzard realized this, he scratched his head and began to look worried. Granny Buzzard scratched her head and looked more worried. "'Pears like to me we uns haven't got time to build a nest," said Granddaddy Buzzard at last.
I was thinking the very same thing, replied Granny Buzzard. If we stop to build a nest now, we uns will be so late, the season's gwine to be all over before we know it. I reckons I ought to be sitting on those eggs right now.
I reckons that's right, replied Granddaddy Buzzard. But for the life of me, I don't see what we uns gwine to do about it. 2 or 3 days later, Granny Buzzard called him to one side in a place where nobody was likely to come along and showed him 2 eggs right on the ground.
I reckons that is better than any nest, said she. Nobody's gwine to look on the ground for eggs, and if they do, there's a powerful lot of ground to look over for 2 eggs. The wind can't blow them out of a nest. And when they hatch, the babies can't fall and hurt themselves. I'm gwine to sit right here until they hatch.
And ever since then, the Buzzard family done got along without nests and have saved theirselves a powerful lot of work, concluded old Mr. Buzzard. And so we will leave Peter Rabbit and old Mr. Buzzard for this is the end of the book.